Volume chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Tar shenagas min ha'eichel. If a richly pure person is chewing food, and then v'nafal al begadav, he like drips, he spills a little bit. So a bit of saliva comes out and it falls onto his clothes. V'al kika shel truma, and it also falls onto a loaf of truma bread. So says the Mishnah Tahor, it is pure, the loaf is not rendered susceptible to impurity by the saliva. And the reason being, he doesn't want it to drip out of his mouth. This is going back to Makshirin a little bit, right? But you'll see at the end the connection to Tful Yom. If he's eating crushed up olives, right? Utmarim retubos, or figs. No, this translation here, Zaysim is olives. The translation here, translation's gone a bit off. Or figs. Or tamarim retubois, or he's eating crushed up figs. Kolshu roitzi lamutz eskarinaso. If he wants to like suck on the stone, he wants to suck on the pip over there. V'nafa al begadav al kika shel truma, and then some saliva falls out of his mouth and falls on his clothes and on the bread. Tama, he is richly impure. The loaf is susceptible to, it's not richly impure, it's susceptible to impurity. And the reason being now, when he's sucking on the pip, he wants like the saliva, right? That's now what he wants in his mouth. So now it does render it susceptible to impurity. Hayo oichel zaysim neguvin, if he's eating dry olives, utmarim yevashos, or dry dates, kol she'eino roitzi lamutz eskarinasoi, anything which he does not intend to suck on the pip. V'nafa al begadav al kika shel truma, and now saliva falls out of his mouth and onto his clothes and onto the bread. Tar, so it is not susceptible to impurity because now he doesn't want the saliva. So these are all makshirin kind of halochas. But here comes the link to tful yom. Echad tar ve'echad tful yom ka'elu. That makes no difference, says the first opinion, makes no difference if the person is richly pure or if the person is a tful yom. All of these halachas that we've learned up above. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Eilu ve'eilu t'mein b'tful yom. He says, no, a tful yom will render any of these susceptible to impurity. It doesn't matter if he wants the saliva or he doesn't want the saliva, because we learned before in Makshirin that if an impure person, his saliva will make something impure, even if he doesn't intend, even if he doesn't want an impure person's saliva. So Rabbi Meir includes a tful yom in that category of people, and the first one it doesn't. Shemashkin shel tamei makshirin l'ritzoina v'shelo l'ritzoina. Because as we said, that the liquids of an impure person render susceptible whether one desires it or doesn't desire it. And a tful yom is included in that. But Chachamim, remember, the rabbis say, ain't tful yom tamei, that when it comes to this halacha, the tful yom, when it comes to secretions, they're not considered tamei, like the other categories of impurity.